Grave digging in Dukhobor cemeteries is traditionally done by teams of volunteers. I often volunteered, usually during periods of unemployment, for something to do. This poem is about a real grim-faced character who would have been quite at home in a Shakespeare play. Here is Stickman's Graveside Geometry. We are the grave diggers, six men, shovels ready. You are the stickman with four sticks laid rectangular on the ground, defining how much land a man needs. We ask if such precision is necessary. You declare that heaven is nebulous, without bounds, that we need to put a shape on it if God won't do it for us. The break must be precise, or we will be chained to the earth forever. Today, eternity holds no promise of an easy hole. We dig to a deadline, sweating rocks. The gravity holds, but the mound of dirt grows. We dare not cover your sticks, but we curse them occasionally, softly, so that neither you nor God will hear. You remind us that the sticks define it all, falling to your knees to check the size of the hole, as if in supplication to some geometric god who calls on you to worship shapes when you should be singing Dukhobor hymns. Then it is finished, on schedule, up to your usual standards. You stand on the mound of dirt like a prophet in gumboots, a mad diviner of earthly mausoleums, eyes aglow with some preternatural bliss, as you remove your precious sticks that must never be touched by tears from puckered faces coming to see your handiwork, the hole into which the people's grief will be poured officially by a stickman. But wait, the rude cortege of pickup trucks appears, like a motor carnival procession for the dead. On one the coffin, on one the choir, tuned up to turn the slate sky into rainbows that your sticks cannot measure after 40 years of experience.